Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like that. With his
man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll get hit in the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got Trump in the truck for Donald Trump. We got Trump in the truck.
Catch his little puss ass and give him this 100 round
drunk.
Boy ain't even white, you yellow.
You
said your date's own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. Don't come to Baltimore unless you want that.
What's up, everybody? You're now tuned into the hottest show in America, and that is none other than the True Tea. I am Genuine Collington, and this right here is True Tea. It's True Tea. Now, today, we're going to be joined in the studio with none other than our co-host, Switchblade Carter. She'll be calling him very shortly. And today's topic is how to withstand your sanity through bullshit. Amazing, huh? Now, what we want to do right now is give our condolences to the family of Will Smith. And I just want to say that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we take our lives for granted. So we want everybody to, you know, really just start taking your life and making something of it. You know, and I think that a lot of times, we put so much emphasis on just all the craziness and the drama that we could possibly get our hands on for them. And what ends up happening is it becomes just something horrible for real. You know what I mean? So let's dive right into what y'all all want to hear right now. And that is the juiciest topics. Okay? Now, I don't know if you heard about this or whatever, but there was a woman killed by her dentist, and he went overboard. And it's saying that he went and extracted 16 of her teeth, which ultimately killed her. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know who, first of all, I don't know who actually enjoys going to the dentist, let alone going out here and actually wanting, you know, to actually do something like that. So for her to actually go and want to do something to better herself shows a lot of courage. I mean, I don't know who else would do that, but you know, sometimes, you know, we get to a place where, you know, we actually want to better ourselves when we hurt ourselves in the process. So, you know, condolences to her for real. And also, we was I was talking in the meeting this morning with our staff about, you know, this whole thing with Iggy Azalea and Nick Young and everything. And, you know, what she said in that recent interview tripped me out more so because it's like, what is the point of saying to yourself, not only are you going to cut your, you know, cut your partner's penis off if he is cheating, but guess what though? How do you know that he's not cheating? You know what I'm saying? How do you know that he is not cheating that one little bit? That's the thing that I have right there. And see, a lot of times, you know, we put so much emphasis on, well, I know my man is not cheating, or I know my woman's not cheating. Meanwhile, she's cheating. And it's right underneath your nose. And you know for a fact that you would lose your mind if you knew that your man and or woman were out here sleeping with God knows whomever, you know what I'm saying? So you can't say, well, he's wrong for that, all that. And they threw that, this girl on the bus for that thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, she's not wrong at all. See what I'm saying? And then on top of all that, for real, you know, we have a whole mess of people right now, as we speak, that are full of shit right now. Because everybody's like, oh, well, I don't think that she should have said that. Oh, get over yourself, seriously. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, though? Who's to say that if you were out here right now and somebody said to you, hey, you know, I think I saw your man or your woman out, and they were doing God knows whatever, you would feel some type of way. You would feel some type of one. Most definitely. Also, you know, they have this whole now, you know, they had this whole thing now where they are absolutely putting here in Baltimore, they have hooker hunters. And this is a team of Baltimore vigilantes who are exposing men that have relations with Baltimore crack whores online. Now, my question to that would be, is this something, are they doing it because they feel obligated to do so, or is it because they don't want to be caught themselves out there with their pants down, having some chick sucking them off or whatever that so happened to be a crack whore for her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying though, for her. And so, yeah. And I look at that like, really? Like, is this where it's at right now? What do you think about that? Call in right now, ladies and gentlemen, 929-477-3273, 929-477-3273. Now, let's move right along for real and talk about none other than Wendy Williams. Okay? Now, they were saying that, you know, Wendy Williams was out and she was spotted out with, you know, with her Timbs on and stuff like that for real. And, you know, here's my thing. I actually like Wendy Williams only because I think that she really has been able to bust open the door for so many different people. And, you know, from radio to TV, you know? And even though I had the same joke everybody else had about her being a man, but it's very easy. You know, it's just crazy right now because as soon as they see her out and about or whatever, you know, everybody's sitting there like, oh, there she is right there. There's the man. Let me tell you, everybody has something to say about everybody. For, you know what I mean? Like, everybody is going to say what they want or what have you. And here's my thing. At the end of the day, who cares? I had to tell my friend this or whatever. You know, who cares what anybody has to say, you know, about you and or what you're doing? Ladies, and here, this is something all, strictly to the ladies. If you want to be out here, whether you want to be a dancer and or stripper, a poet, any form of an artist, entertainment or otherwise, do me a favor. Please grow some balls and stop caring about what anybody has to say at all about you for real. Because guess what? At the end of the day, everybody and their mother is going to talk. Everybody and their mother is going to have something to say about you and everything else around. And so when you allow the enemy to completely and otherwise knock you down, then the enemy wins. Men, grow some balls. Stop letting people tear you down the street. I don't understand this for real. I will never understand it for real. And I just feel like we got to get back to loving ourselves. That's basically it. Loving ourselves. That is it. Now, I got a very exclusive story. It's a heart-wrenching story. But before that, let's get into a new joint. It's called Above Me, and let's go.
Yeah. Look. See, I done seen all the pain and the suffering, the games and the blessings. All I got now is my dreams and some lessons. They always wanna hit me right with the Smith and Wesson. When I was just trying to get you blessed, and then you wanna put that down, I don't understand that at all. All I got down is me here just standing tall. I got everything right up in my brain. That's the reason why I gave you a page out this book, man. And I turned it for you, pointed to the picture, pointed to the paragraph where it showed you everything that I had inside of me. But it's okay. That's all I can do. Lost everybody in the world in about a week. Could you understand that world? It's like the Twin Towers when they fell down. The government did that. Don't you listen to them? Nah. Are you listening to that book that they have on Trey Springer or maybe Mari Trick? Cause that's all that your mind can muster. I told them to catch up, but now they grab us the mustard. I don't know if you really want to run this, but all I know is that your heart is demolished, so.
Time to get our lives to play, to live in the state. When a moment fades, I swear it never stays.
right, y'all. That right there was Genuine with Above Me. Beautiful song, huh? All right, so listen, y'all. We're back with the True Tea. Still waiting for our co-host to call in right now. Now, this next story is hard. I mean, it just tore my complete gut out because for the past, I would say a couple years now, we've been heard about, of course, Bill Cosby and his stuff and with the various amount of women who came out and said that there was some kind of sexual misconduct that happened. And then I looked on Media Takeout, and they're saying that one of the stars of the hit 80s and 90s show A Different World is being accused of being a child molester. And I'm like, huh? I was like, no, not another one. So, of course, I had to go check it out for myself because I wanted to find out who was it, you know? And now, I must say that unlike Bill Cosby, you know, like we wasn't in the room with the women that accused Bill Cosby. Just like we wasn't in the room with this particular person right here. And yeah. So they were saying that allegedly there was some allegations of the guy who played Coach in one of the most iconic black movies or whatever. You know, so I'm not gonna put his name through the mud or whatever because I have no proof of what actually went down. I don't. But what I will say is take time out, go to MediaTakeOut.com and just look at this right here. All I'm saying is I just feel like, you know, if it is true, I'm just blown away from it, you know. But it makes perfect sense, though. It really does because, you know, there was, like, a whole hell of a lot of instances or whatever where a lot of the stars that have been back in the day lived a more carefree, you know, type of lifestyle or what have you. See what I'm saying? And so, with that being the case, yeah, this is what goes on for them. And they always get upset and angry, because, in a nutshell, you know, we start finding out a lot of stuff. Problem with this is that we need to like stop acting like these stars are like the most precious thing in the whole entire world. Yes, they give us everything that we absolutely would like to have, you know, within our world or whatever. That don't mean that they don't have a past. Everybody has a checkered past. Everybody. It's nobody that I know that don't have a checkered past. And that's the problem right there because everybody's like, oh, I just feel like it shouldn't have been that for real. So I'm reading the comment right now and they're saying say his name. Okay, so his name is Glenn Turman. And so, you know, I just feel like if this is true, Glenn, and like I said, I don't know. But, you know, everybody deserves not only a second chance, but also, you know, a chance to really just live their life, you know? And that's what it is. And a lot of times, you know, we have a host of people out there as we speak that have done some crazy things, you know? And what trips me out is you have these people who, like, for instance, Stephen Collins, we all know him from 7th Heaven. He admitted that he molested, you know, these people, what have you. And yet and still, they keep the show running on the air. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me sick to my stomach because I'm like, okay, how can you throw Bill Cosby underneath the bus? And other than him saying that he had extramarital affairs, that's all you have on him, you know? And I blame both sides, you know? Yeah, he was wrong for having stepping on his marriage and having the extramarital affairs or whatever. But those women claimed rape, but they willingly went home with him, went to the hotel with him, you know? I was told drugs used to be, like, literally right there on the table in plain sight or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So who are you to say that, oh, this is so wrong? No, what's wrong is the fact that now that people start getting caught, you know? But then, to me, it is humbly, and I'm going to say it, it's a race thing to me. Because there's been murderers, child molesters that have went on and was able to star amongst kids in different movies, coaching jobs in the NFL, programming on TV, including Stephen. Really? What do y'all think about this? 929-477-3273. Call in right now. We got a little bit of time left. But call in right now and tell me what you think about this right here. Do you agree with this right here? Call in right now. Okay. So let's get into just a little snippet of the song we're going to play full on tomorrow. This song's called Past the Praying. Let's go.
You know what I mean? Look. Yeah. I mean, I just went past it the other day, you know what I mean? I was, like, feeling, like, depressed and, you know what I mean? So I was like, man. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we always don't want the pastor to pray for us. Sometimes that's the perfect for us to do, you know what I mean? I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. On her knees daily when she praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me.
Why I pray on y'all? Why I pray on y'all? Why I pray on y'all? Why I pray on y'all?
Let go. I got my pastor here praying for me. Hey, I got my pastor here praying for me. On her knees daily and she praying for me. Woo! On her knees daily when she praying for me.
Look, he got the world in his palms, homie. Why you acting like you never knew him? Acting like Doug, he never exists. When he gave you this a special gift. Brother's only begotten son had to change the world. Bring the love to every boy and girl. But you wanna just ride on there with the devil. When he's trying to put you on a new level, where you can grow and be big and be the best that you ever did. Go ahead, dog, do your best and make sure the Lord is singing in your chest.
Uh-oh, hold on, y'all, hold on. I know y'all want more of that. Tomorrow, we will debut that right there. It's called Pastor Praying. I'm trying to tell you, it's real official. All right, let's get back into this right now. Because we only got a little bit of time left around. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know what? I think that we're going to definitely, you know, put this in right here. Oh, man, we got a little bit of time, but guess who called in? Our co-host called in right here. What's going on? Switchblade Carter is in the motherfucking building.
What's up, my niggas and niggas? How y'all feeling?
good. Now listen. We're going to do something that we have not done. I'm hoping that we can do this through. We are definitely going to have a show directly right after this right here to continue this conversation. Pray for we could do it, though. But anyway.
So what now? What you doing?
So
I've been gone for a few minutes, and look what you do.
So look, check this out. So we were talking about how, you know, there's a lot of stars out here that have caused and did so much unnecessary bullshit in the world. But when it came down to Bill Cosby and people like that, they threw him underneath the bus, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you had people like Stephen, you know, Collins or whatever from Seventh Heaven. And I guarantee you turn on Hallmark Channel right now. I bet
exactly.
You see his ass on there. I bet you see his ass on there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, here's the thing that people got to understand, though. People need to understand that at the end of the day, you know, we have none other than rapists, serial killers, child molesters right now as we speak.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As we speak. On TV, on radio, paper broadcasting, on sports teams as coaches. Uh-huh. I mean, and their stuff was documented. Only thing they had on Bill Cosby, and you wanna be real, let's be real right now. Only thing they had on Bill Cosby was the fact that this person right here, honestly, was just a serial cheater. That's what he was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was like, oh, that's not right. It is right. So shut up. How about that part?
Dude, it's a lot of hearsay. Why you wait till now, 25 years later? Why you wait till now?
And some of them, was like 40 or 50 years.
Exactly.
Hold on.
They went back to I Spy. Wasn't that the 70s?
They went back to like the slave owner days. Because some of them chicks look like they was like, yes, sir. You know,
exactly. You know, they were on their knees.
All them chicks that I seen, the prettiest one to me was Beverly Johnson, and even she got off. But we ain't going to go there, no. But I'm saying is, we need to discuss this more. So, we're going to do something. We're going to do something that we have never, ever did nor tried before. So anybody listening right now, stay by your seats. Stay right by your seats. And me and the co-host, we're going to be right back, okay, in about a minute or so. And when we come back, we're going to dive more into this. And we got the world premiere. Instead of tomorrow, fuck it. We're going to bring in a new song by L. Jose and T-Pain. Call My Dogs. And then two for me. All right. Holla back at us. We'll be right back. One.